Board of Selectmen, approval of the June 27th minutes.
So.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports, fire department.
Mr. Mayor, don't mind if the other department heads go and then I go last.
City inspection.
City inspector Phil Picker, from 6/11 to the day, we had 111 violations and 57 junk in the police. And a lot of people, well, they had trouble keeping their grass mowed too, ball of rain, so kind of remind everybody about that.
Okay, and we have the flight, opening here in a little bit.
Yeah.
Animal shelter.
Lauren Ariel, Animal Shelter. We've taken in 466 animals so far this year. We've had 203 adoptions. We've transferred out 130 animals. We've returned 75 back to their owners. We've had 9 animals die and 20 animals euthanized. 7 out of the 20 of those were dogs that were aggressive. The rest of them were animals that were too sick to fix. We just got our new kennels in last week. So we replaced 22 kennels. We also did a facelift on our cat room. Everything looks amazing, so we invite anyone to come out and take a look.
Thanks, Lauren.
Danny Wilson, City Cemetery. Year to date, we've got 114 interments and attunements. For the month of June, we had 17, and so far in July, we've had 13 so far this month. Thank you.
Sunny Pink Staff, Fire Department. Quick departmental report. We're at 1,430 responses for the year, about 200 above where we were this time last year. Reported to the city council 2 weeks ago. We're still waiting on our assistance to firefighters grant. Haven't heard a yes or no, but sometimes no news is good news. We did receive a $10,000 grant from the Vandenberg County Community Foundation on behalf of Tammy Foreman and the Knight Township Volunteer Fire Department. That will give us just over $27,000 now that we have raised for the rescue boat. So we are able to, with that generous donation and the $6,000 from the Wind Energy Foundation, along with just over $10,000 from local donors, individual donors and businesses, we're able to purchase the larger rescue boat. That will be happening in the near future.
So how are we able to get the thing from Vandenberg County?
It was, well, long story short, I went down in February and assisted the Henderson Fire Department with their evaluation process for their assistant chief rating. I was asked to come down and be an evaluator. I met their chief, Scott Foreman. Through our meeting, I became friends, and I told him, or he had saw, I believe it was Jenny's article, had made, one of her articles had made the AP, and he had saw it down in Henderson, and he contacted me and asked me about the fundraising project, and I explained it to him. And his mother, I originally had stated it was his wife, it was his mother, is on the Knight Township fund, through which is part of the Vandenberg County. Mm-hmm. And I submitted through them, and we were able to obtain $10,000.
Wow, that's great. Yep. Congratulations.
Thank you. And that's pretty much all I have as far as the, I did miss, but I didn't mention all the repairs. It seemed like that's a broken record with me when I'm up here in front of you every time. But we have continued to have a tremendous amount of repairs on our engine 2. within the last month. Replaced a shot hole, a brake drum, or a brake chamber, had a leak in the coolant system, and the air conditioning still doesn't work on. So we, our repair budget, we have used over 75% of our allotted line item thus far this year for repairs. Now, if you don't mind, it's my great honor, I would like to present some awards to firefighters and recognize their shift on a job well done on the morning of March 19, 2016. Compiling through a recommendation from 3rd Battalion Chief Neil Napier and the police report of Shane Selby, who was the first one on the scene. Our department received a call of a structure fire at 906 North 5th Street with victims trapped. Vincent's police officer Shane Selby, who had just ended his shift and was traveling on North 2nd Street, observed what he thought was smoke in the area of 6th and College. Officer Selby turned on the college, and as he approached the area, he further observed an orange glow in the early morning skyline over towards the back of Walgreens. Officer Selby radioed, arrived in the 900 block of North 5th Street to find the house heavily involved with fire. He radioed his dispatch along with Knox County Central Dispatch to advise them of the fire. As he exited his patrol vehicle, he was immediately met with a female who was screaming and yelling at him that there were still people trapped inside the house. Unable to go in the house because of the immense fire and the heat, Officer Selby went around the perimeter of the house and started yelling for victims, trying to get them to wake up. He was able to awake the residents in the upstairs and got them to a window and kept them there because through his visual sighting, he was able to tell that their apartment was drastically filling up with smoke at a rapid rate. Also in the area, commuting to work was Battalion Chief John Streeter. He was heading to work on 6th Street, also noticed the fire, so he and Selby were the first two to arrive. And as Officer Selby was going around the structure, Battalion Chief Streeter was communicating with our units that had been dispatched what was going to be needed and advising them exactly what the situation was. Also arriving on the scene within about the same time were officers for BPD, Jonathan O'Brien and Stacy Reese. Both Streeter and Selby, after their arrival, they realized the gravity of the incident that they were presented with, that it wasn't just going to be a normal or a routine house fire. Both O'Brien and Reese were also ending their tour of duty, and whenever they arrived, they assisted our firefighters with pulling the hose. And Officer Reese used to be a volunteer firefighter. She actually helped fight the fire, and also O'Brien helped with getting some of the victims out. The three BPD officers assisted our personnel and were instrumental in helping to save the lives of the trapped residents. Upon our unit's arrival, Captains Brett Bowe and Richard Ashby, along with firefighter Cody Boger, raised a ladder to the window where the two upstairs occupants were located. Captain Ashby ascended the ladder to assist the trapped occupants out of the window, as that was their only means of escape. Through the entry door of their apartment, there was so much smoke and heat that they could not exit through that way. This rescue was compounded with not just the obvious dangers present, but also by an energized electrical wire that fed the building with power. The line was running directly across the window the two occupants had to be rescued out of. Without hesitation, Captain Ashby manually moved the wire above the window where it was held in place by firefighter Bowler utilizing a pipe pole. All the time, Captain Bowe was at the bottom of the ladder securing it for the firefighters. This allowed the victims one at a time to be removed from the apartment by Captain Ashby and onto the ladder with assistance from Boger and Bowe. After assisting Captains Boger and Ashby with the rescue of these two occupants, firefighter Boger went in to assist Lieutenant McNeese, firefighters Winkler, Sherman, Hendrickson, and Yolcomb with the interior search of the other three apartments. During this search, Fuller's face piece of his self-contained breathing apparatus, or SCBA, became dislodged from his face. Fuller sustained smoke inhalation and was subsequently transported to Good Samaritan Hospital for treatment and observation. Luckily, he was released. Also, inside the structure in the downstairs apartment, still in her apartment and asleep, was Sasha Bowen. Sasha is here with us today, along with her two dogs. Firefighter Brent Yocum, he was able to force entry into Ms. Bowen's apartment, locate, awake, and assist her to safety outside of the burning building. Sasha is here today, and she would like to read a card, if it's okay with you guys, that she had sent to the fire department.
Sure. I let them know that I live at 906 North 5th Street. I was in the fire asleep for almost 3 hours. I'm not sure who, but one of you had grabbed me up from the apartment. He took me to the ambulance. I'd love to know who was there, but there were so many. I had two dogs in my home. They were in there until almost 7:30 a.m. I can't have children, so they're my life. One of your men finally busted the front window and got them out. God bless you, go out. When I went to get the fire report from the chief, which is a total sweetheart, I asked to say thank you to you guys. There was only for a shift there. There were so many of you, I froze and didn't know what to say. I know my home was not safe, but you saved my life and my fur babies. Your work should be way more appreciated. I just want to say thank you to first and second shift for everything that you do on a daily. God bless.
So, Mr. Mayor, members of the Board of Works, I spoke with Chief Luking about this, but I will be writing a formal request to the Vincennes Police Department Merit Board to recognize the BPD officers that assisted our personnel in saving the lives of the three trapped occupants, along with, as Sasha calls them, her fur babies. It truly was and continues to be a cooperative team effort from our departments when others or ourselves are in need. Mayor Yocum, I graciously ask for you and Battalion Chief Napier to step up here with me. So I would like to make the presentation of some awards, and it's my honor to present the following firefighters meritorious service or life-saving awards for their actions in saving the lives of those trapped on March 19, 2016. First, I'd like to call Captain Richard Ashby. Captain Brett Moe. And I'd also like to say that none of this would have been at all possible without the help of the other firemen who were just doing their jobs and assisting. Like I said earlier, through the cooperative effort, we were able to save the lives of the three occupants trapped.
We will move on. We have no old business. We'll move to new business. First up is a handicap parking sign at 1027 Button. Norma?
So, Paul, you got anything about Norma not being here?
That's a second motion.
Oh, it is? Okay. I'll remove the item from the agenda.
Second motion, Dale, all in favor?
Aye.
Next is Mr. Christopher Cruzan, representing the division, August 13th. Steve, he is ill today. So, I will handle this. Okay, the request to have a Cruzan administer the building. Everything in order, except we're still waiting on improvement insurance. Other than that, I think we're approved every time.
Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve the Fisher Cruisers use of the Riverfront Pavilion for their annual cruise-in on Saturday, August 13th from 6 to 10 p.m.
Second motion. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Next is Superhero 5K, opposite A, prevent child abuse, Knox County.
Presenting a superhero, Marshall.
Very much on behalf of the Prevent Child Abuse Knox County. We had an event last year at Great Park, and it was a great success. We'd like to repeat that again, although we'd like to have it at the BU route this year. And you should have a copy of that. It's the same route that is used at other BU runs. And so we would just like to have permission to put that on.
Okay. And Chief, you've seen the map? Okay, you're fine with that, and Christmas that falls on the view properties, so.
Have we discussed it with BU?
I mean, Kathy has
talked
to me,
and I talked
to the director.
Okay, great, okay. All right, so we'll make a motion to approve the use of the, what's traditionally known as the BU 5K route for the Prevent Child Abuse Superhero 5K event on October the 8th.
Second motion.
All right, Robert Wojcicki.
Appreciate that very much. If we want to have a street vendor, do I have to get another meeting? Would you have another meeting, or can I address this now?
It's on the bottom. I think it's on this agenda.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all available.
Okay, so let's approve this well, just have to work it out with the date.
So it's on the agenda?
It's on the letter.
Oh, it's on the letter.
We had talked about maybe the week of September 26th when you were in, and so I just put it for those 2 weeks.
That sounds great, if that's worth it. Because that's soon.
Hang on a second, I'm going to make
sure.
Oh, I see. Okay, yes. The request for the banner is for 2 weeks on Hart Street from September 26th through October 3rd, and you said that it's available for all?
Okay.
So we'll make an additional motion to approve the hanging of the banner on Hart Street for the same set event from September 26th through October 3rd.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you very much, guys.
Next is Pat Center Square Photo and Table Corners for Water Room Festival and Vice Mayor Brian.
Fancy you're out there, too. You want to be running? In a sense, the chief has not seen this route.
Okay.
It started with last night.
Yeah, it's kind of worth it.
I have talked to the Vincent University Police Department member. They're going to help with the.
Okay. Good morning, guys, or good afternoon. Sorry, I'm a little late in the game. Water Mountain Festival 2016. It happens at Patrick Pinery Drive Friday night and Saturday, along with Kimball Corner. I gave you kind of a bullet point list of the items that I'm kind of requesting for the Water Mountain Festival. Patrick Henry Drive all of Friday night, and then Saturday, bring down barricades on Friday afternoon. Bryce would do that. We'll even set them up. Partial closing of Main Street on Saturday, just the second row. Leave Main Street open and allow parking up against the businesses there on Main Street. Gimbel Corner,
Thursday evening, we're going to have some carnival rides come in, very light ones, not very big ones, but they're going to be used on the Gimble Corner lot. And they may need to set up on Thursday. I'm not 100% sure of what time they're going to be in there. It's kind of a thing, but they're going to be operating Friday. And then part of the Old National Bank lot, Old National Bank has given us permission to use part of their lot actually to expand that area for those rides too. That's a good way for us to not take up all of Patrick Henry Drive by being able to expand into that area for this festival, as it's a two-day thing. And then part of the request would also be the stage that's at the farmer's market, it's stored at the farmer's market. We use it every year. We have the sheriff's department's going to do the setup and tear down for us, but we may need the flatbed from the city to be able to transport it back and forth, and that's happened before in the past as well. And then a dumpster. We get a dumpster donated to us. We ask that you guys waive the fee for that one day. It's there. It comes set on Friday and removed Sunday morning, actually, is when they come and get that. And then you see the run starts at Old National Bank. And we'll follow the map that is provided. I do need a judge for a barbecue fest.
Okay. So we'll do this as one motion. We'll make a motion to approve the various items described by Mr. Neese for the Watermelon Festival, Fine Line and Farm Fest Barbecue Grill contest the weekend of Friday, August the 5th and Saturday, August the 6th, which includes the closure and use of Patrick Henry Square, use of the Gimble Corner on both days, and a fun run on Friday, August the 5th at 6 p.m. With approval by the VPD with accompanying map. The use of these various streets and facilities will also include the use of the city stage and the dumpster with a waiver fee.
World's longest motion.
What's that?
World's longest motion.
Yeah. Second motion.
All in favor?
With proof of insurance.
We need insurance and do we want a contract on Gimble Corner?
You have. I provided you insurance today.
You have the insurance.
That's what I provided you today.
Okay, yeah, you did. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So you need a contract.
I checked up there, so I didn't know.
We'll do whatever you guys want to do.
I don't think you need an approval on that. I think that's our property, right, sir?
Yeah.
Since we have the insurance, we should be okay. Okay, so that's my motion.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thanks, Ken.
That's Marty. Next is introduction of environmental subsurface work performed at Bill's Cleaner site, Wilcox Environmental Engineering, 911.
Hi, I'm Melanie Lance with Wilcox Environmental Engineering. I believe they submitted a plan to Mr. Sprague, the city engineer, about doing some additional soil boring and putting in some wells for the former field cleaners. It's in association with the IDEM voluntary remediation program.
Okay.
Please just fill all our rooms.
John asked if we call this. So you basically just need an approval of the hills.
I think it's just to put the company doing stuff in the
right way. Yeah, they might be in the right way. Most of it's in the grass or in the alley.
So what's the plan for that property, or do you know?
Not sure what the plan is. I do know we need some additional data. I just requested additional data, and they're kind of stepping out to make sure they don't have any need.
Okay. All right. So the board will make a motion to approve the environmental subsurface work by Wilcox Environmental Engineering at the former Fields Cleaner site as recommended by the city engineer.
Second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Next is blight elimination bid opening.
This bid, we've got two bids from the Mullins, the Bickman, and also the Robinson Construction. That's the 1130 Seminary Street.
Okay.
That's from Mullins.
About the 117 on the left.
Yeah. I'll just go ahead.
Looks like Mullins Construction. It is $9,929.
$9,929?
$9,929.
This one includes a check, Mayor. I don't know if that's...
We told them to send cash.
And this was Lawson. Who's this one, Tom Robinson?
Construction.
It is construction. $10,700.
Okay, so I'll make a motion that the bids be taken under advisement and reviewed by the city inspector for final vote.
And then, you know, see, decide what you want.
Okay, so we'll give the inspector permission to move forward on the project after his review of this.
Okay.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.